Well, Renee Lundberg is with us from Bay College. Good morning to you, Renee.
Good morning, Jack.
A big undertaking for your department and for the college in general is the safety conference. It's coming up, so tell me how the preparations are going.
We're getting there, Jack. Registration's been open. We still are fine-tuning the agenda, but it's out there. We have a lot of awesome speakers. And, of course, the conference is on Friday, April 25th. And it's a full-day conference, and it is nothing but workplace safety, and it's just always. I believe, less COVID, this will be our 25th conference, 24th year.
So tell me what the purpose is of it and how people in the industries, various industries, right, can benefit from this.
Yeah, this is a networking event along with all of the safety topics, new things coming into the industry with safety, best practices, and just personal experience within those industries. And you're right, it covers various industries. It doesn't matter if it's general industry, construction, and, you know, we look at those home-based, those small mom-and-pop areas as well. So, and it also covers anything safety, fast food, long-term care facilities. Safety is just ensuring that your employees work safe and go home at the end of their shift. So it does cover every aspect.
So do you go over MyOSHA and OSHA rules, or what are the things that people learn?
Some of the presentations are very heavy with the MyOSHA because Michigan, of course, they have their program above and beyond what OSHA is. And MyOSHA is actually, they're celebrating their 50th year this year. And, yeah, we let the audience know what the fatalities were for the previous year, what the new updates coming, you know, into the workplace, and those areas that are out there, right? The silica, the combustible dust, anything like that that is hitting areas that your workplace needs to know, needs to understand, and needs to report on.
So who do you have coming to speak? Every year it changes a little bit. You have some people that come every year, but I know occasionally you throw a curveball at us and we have somebody that we haven't heard from before.
Yeah, I like to change things up a little bit. This year's keynote speaker, we're getting our keynote speakers from a little bit more local versus the professional speaker that's out on speaking engagement. So this year we have a gentleman out of Madison, Wisconsin. His name is Chad Powers, and he actually works for a gas and electric company, and he was electrocuted, and he goes through what the healing process, including drug withdrawal, was like for him. He is back working as a safety tech for the gas and electric company, so he's going to kick us off as our keynote speaker. And then,
oh my God, you're kidding me. The dude was electrocuted?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when you're hit with 8,000 volts of electricity, safety becomes your top priority. And we like to kick off our conference with those stories, right, so that we put everyone in that mindset of how important safety is.
Holy cow. Who else would you like to highlight before we close our interview here? Who else is coming?
Well, I think one of the things, this is what I changed this year, is our fourth hour is going to be a closing keynote speaker. And this is going to hit really close to home for a lot of people in our community. And we are going to have Dr. Francine Myrick. She is going to talk about fentanyl and the opioid use in our areas and that it's a key focus for workplace safety. And that's going to be a real we want to close with that, right? We were going to start with what it's like to go into that drug withdrawal and to get yourself out of that drug withdrawal from a safety accident. And we're going to close it with the importance of understanding what the community addiction is like in our area and how, as employees, we can be aware of it.
Boy, Renee, I guess I never would have thought that, but of course, right? Somebody that is a factor within the workplace, and I guess I never think of it considering where I work, and I'm kind of isolated in my own office at you know, off hours. When you're operating heavy machinery and whatnot, you could cause if you're high, right?
Right, right. And we need to know, we need to be able to, as employers and employees, we need to know how to recognize that and how we can offer our assistance and how we can protect ourselves and our fellow coworkers.
And Franny knows her, she knows her stuff, so she's been around a long time. So, okay, so how can people get involved here, Renee? I'll let you go. How can people get involved? You still have time, a couple of weeks still until the conference.
Yep, we still have some registration seats open. If you go to mytraining.baycollege.edu, you can register there, or you can just go to the Bay College website, or you can call me directly for some registration information. My number is 906-217-4224.
Renee Lundberg from Bay College and the MTech Center, as it was known. She is with us today. Thank you so much for doing this, Renee.
And thanks a lot, Jack. Appreciate your coverage.